is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Wow. What a wild weekend. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly to USA. Prepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily, 1 hour per broadcast, 10 a.m. Central on Genesis Communications Network, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information is on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with me this morning. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be with you here.
Hey, Frank, I hear you missed your plane.
That I did, but it was wonderful spending another night here in Springfield, and I'm here. Yeah, we missed our flight, but you know, Vincent, I didn't want to miss the expo, so I stayed for the expo.
Man, oh man, Frank, let's talk about the expo and during this broadcast, and I'd like to say that we really had a busy week last week. You know, last Friday night was quite memorable, you know, the meetup at Ziggy's. It was literally standing room only. Every seat in the house was taken. Every parking space was taken. Classroom instructors were there. And what we did was we had all of your instructors introduce themselves and say where they came from and what they do and what their specialty is. It took hours for just a couple-minute introduction for each one, didn't it, Frank?
It did, and I was surprised how full the place was. And going through the introduction of the instructors, but more importantly, a lot of that food was taking its time getting out of the kitchen there. We were wondering if we were going to eat, but Vincent, well done. Hats off to you. Very well done. Nice intro.
Hey, Frank, it was, thank you, Frank. You know, it was, they called every single employee they had, and the owner of the restaurant was cooking in the kitchen there, and I mean they had the full complement of waitresses and waiters. Everyone's on deck, and it still took a long time. I told them we were coming, and they said yeah, and we did show up. Man, oh man, there was Frank Underhill was there, and John Moore, Brady Bartolini, Eric Lancaster, Ed Marvini, the freeze dry guy. Freeze dry guy's going to be on his way to spend some time with us on the farm today. Mike Ma's here. Ricky Rocket's here at the farm right now. Dr. Joel Wallach was there at the meetup. Dan Swindell, Paulette Monatka, Marjorie Wildcraft. Matt Stein was unable to make it, but he did a live teleseminar. Casey Mustin, Dale Crow, Glenn Meter, Milo Carter, David Christopher, Lucinda Bailey, Len Pence, John Reagan, and Tony Tangelos. Did you get a chance to meet him? He's a broadcaster. He wants to do a preparedness-type expo in Phoenix. He'd like to learn how we do ours. So he came up, and he spent several days, probably the better part of a week, he's going to be here learning how to do a preparedness expo. And it was... Frank, it was record attendance, wouldn't you say? I mean, my reports are the most attended, the greatest attendance of any preparedness expo ever.
Vincent, if I can just jump in here. I've been to many of these venues, but this venue for the locale and for the topic, I was amazed how well attended it was. I showed up to prepare our booth. We did most of it the prior day. But the lineup of people was I thought as an exhibitor I was going to have to wait in that long line just to get into the forum there. I got to say, hats off to you, kudos. I did not feel alone there. I came in as a stranger and I walked out with friends, and I felt very, very warm there. And warmly received, and everyone there was just simply outstanding. We all come from different backgrounds, different educations, different parts of the country, but we all have the common denominator, and that's preparedness. But more importantly, learning how to be, and also learning from your exhibitors. I ran into agriculture people there. I ran into people, wellness people. I've ran into your son, very, very nice young man, Vincent. If anyone could see your son, that's a big reflection on you, sir. Very, very nice young gentleman you've raised there. All three of your kids, very nice boys.
Well, thanks so much, Frank. You know, here's a really interesting thing that happened. I'm holding in my hand a note. Now, this really is amazing to some people. It's a yellow post-it note. And this was given to someone who I just met at the... I never met this person personally. So, a lady at the expo handed this note to someone that I just met at the expo and asked him to give this to me, this note to me. And here's what it says. It says, "I love to hear you laugh and listen to you every day. Thank you for all your hard work, Grace Thorne in Oklahoma." And this note was stuck on a $100 bill. Now, here's the situation. This lady gave this note to someone who she does not know and asked him to give it to me, and he just met me for the first time at the expo. Is that amazing or what, Frank?
It's amazing. You know, that's the kind of person you are—a very upstanding gentleman and very good demeanor, Vincent. And I'm sure everyone else feels that way about you, sir. Everybody.
Well, I found a good use for the money. I met a one of the workers at the expo. One of the employees is a handicapped person. He has cerebral palsy, and he's in need of some shoes and some braces, and he can't afford them. So we helped him with some funds last night. So we put this money to good use, I believe, because I don't give money to charities. I only give money to people that I think we can directly help. And this afternoon, or right after this broadcast, I'm going to call Vocational Rehabilitation and in the state of Missouri, and I'm going to tell them that I'm really looking forward to giving a great report on how much they're helping this young man who they've turned away before. So we're going to give them all the credit they deserve. If they help him, we will give them all that positive credit. If they don't help him, we will be all over them like white on rice. So... I'm just furious with the Vocational Rehabilitation for not helping this man. Frank, what kinds of things did you see that opened your eyes to preparedness at the expo?
The enthusiasm for preparedness. People were very excited.
When you gave your seminar, describe what happened. I was unable to attend. I was doing live teleseminars at the same time, so it was very difficult for me to be, you know, all over. So I'd like to hear it because I don't know.
Well, my seminars, I guess, I don't want to use the word starting off as dry as a martini, but I did have an attendance, and people, I believe, were listening intently to what I was talking about regard to the history of gold and how to invest in gold and mining. And but towards the end there, when I broke it up to a question answer people were really participating. And I was surprised how many people would you know, they're all quiet at first, and then you get the one person volunteering a question, and then after that, everybody else jumped in, and that carried us through for the whole hour. And not to mention, my PowerPoint presentation was actually quite lengthy, and again, that's why I said earlier, dry as a martini, because once I start talking about resource investing, I can't be quiet about it. I just have to keep going and going. And I just want to say, I have an excellent helper, my right-hand man, Corey. Corey did an excellent job putting the presentation together for me, and a lot of the credit has to go to him because he was watching my back, making sure I was there when I needed to be there, taking care of the booth. And again, I like to thank Corey if he can hear me.
You know, Frank, a lot of us got a lot of help from wonderful, wonderful volunteers and staff. I mean, it was just amazing. The city of Springfield gave us some real challenges. The city of Springfield has an agreement with Coca-Cola, and they have rented the concession stand at the expo hall to Coca-Cola, and neither the city nor Coca-Cola would let us use clean water for us serving hot dogs and food. And we decided that there's no way we were going to let Coca-Cola or the city of Springfield charge $3 or $4 for a hot dog, $2.50 or $3.50 for a cup of soda. So what we did was we brought in Nathan's. We bought all the hot dogs, gourmet hot dogs, the best you could get, all beef hot dogs, and we got special ordered buns for them. You know, I'm not talking about fish bait hot dogs. I'm talking about gourmet hot dogs and gourmet buns. And we sold them at our cost, which was about $1.50. And then we bought a soda machine, and we sold sodas for 75 cents instead of $2.50. And we gave away popcorn. I bought a commercial popcorn machine, and we gave popcorn away on Sunday. And it was... And they were furious with us because they were not allowed to make money off our guests. And they wouldn't let us use the water. We're never going back to the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And I'm going to expose those guys for who they are. They're city employees. They're miserable at the top management level. I'm going to name their names in a future broadcast. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV, and it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOproducts.com.
Go to the economiccollapseblog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's the economiccollapseblog.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Not really. I only have some of the controls. Alex has got most of them. I got a few. Frank Underhill's with me, and we've been kind of talking about the Get Prepared Expo. It's been real busy here in the studio. I've been getting calls during the commercial announcements. People want to get involved with us, and they're just, the phone's ringing off. Well, it's not ringing. It's lighting. We have a strobe light that tells us when the phone's ringing. And we're real busy here. Frank Underhill, the seminars, did you get a chance to see Mike Ma in action?
Actually, Vincent, I didn't get to see any seminars. I saw the fellow before me with the bank who was recommending gold as a strategy. That was of interest to me. And I tried to get in to see John Regan, but his room was pretty full.
Did you? So you were talking about Kevin Robertson. He's a senior vice president of First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas. He's recommending gold. Is he a cool banker or what?
That's what struck me as an oddity. Yes.
Well, he's been on the air with us several times, and I put out the all call for a banker in Springfield. I said, if you know a banker who would like to teach young people about banking, interest on both sides of the equation, saving money and also borrowing money, how to do it and how it works, and tell us so that young people will learn about the dangers and benefits of interest. And I did that for about a year. And all of a sudden, I got a contact from him. And he and I talked. And I thought, this can't be true. I'm talking to a banker, and he's saying things that we're in a depression. So he and I met. He came to Ziggy's the meetup, and he's been on the radio talking about the depression and depression proofing your lifestyle and how to work with bankers and what bankers are interested in knowing. And that guy's a really good guy, and he talks about what what he does as a banker, and then he adds to that what the Federal Reserve and what the feds make him do that he does not want to do, but he has to do. That's kind of what he does. Let's see. We got a caller. Looks like, let me see if I'm going to try doing something that I've never done before. I'm going to try to process this call all by myself. Let's see. It looks like, Frank, we have Ed Marvini on the line with us. Ed Marvini, you're in Florida, aren't you?
Yep. Just
fantastic. Fantastic, Ed.
Good morning. Hey, Frank.
Good
how
morning.
Are you? Got home safe?
Let me introduce Ed Marvini. Ed Marvini is the man who listened to us on the radio and decided that Vinny needed a small modification to his website, and he overhauled the whole thing. It looks completely different. It's absolutely fabulous. I can live with it, and he built it, and he spent 3 weeks working on it. I mean, he really dedicated a lot of time and just presented it to us, and he's trained me, and he came up to a meetup from Florida to Missouri. We've become really good friends. He stayed at the farm with us, and he came up and did some seminars and talked to lots of people. And I'll tell you what, Ed, it was great to see you again. Hey, Ed, what was your reaction to the expo?
Boy, the turnout was, I can't say it was better than we expected, because we knew we were going to have a tremendous turnout this weekend. And, boy, I don't know what the numbers were, Vince, but I know my seminar on Saturday morning went really well. We had a lot of questions and a lot of folks interested in getting out there on the Internet and promoting their businesses. I spoke with a lot of the business owners displaying and showing their products at the expo, and just met a wonderful host of people over the course of the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... It was what we thought. Actually, we had more people than we thought. The numbers, the unofficial numbers are, we had 6,000 people on Saturday, 6,000 people on Sunday. So that'd be 12,000 total. And I am absolutely certain that is the largest number of people that have ever been to a Get Prepared type expo ever. Ever. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Ed Marvini's with us. Frank Underhill's with us. Can you guys both stick around for a little bit?
You bet.
Please do. And we'll be right back. We'll talk about some of the things that happened at the expo. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot...
Why?
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Underhill's with us this morning, and so is Ed Marvini calling in from Florida. And, guys, were you there when we had the medical emergency on Sunday? Did you hear about that?
Yes. Yes, I heard you over the PA system to get a door open.
Yeah. What happened was we were broadcasting live. Tony Tangelos came up from Phoenix, and he was broadcasting live from the Expo Hall, and he wanted to have a nice quiet area where he could interview Dr. Norman Shealy and the Freeze Dry Guy and John Moore and there was one other guy that he was interviewing. Oh, I was on, and anyway, I just did a couple minutes and I left, and he had a nice quiet area relatively quiet. So all of a sudden, I heard that we had a medical emergency, and I had the wireless microphone for the PA system for the hall. And I made the announcement that, we had a medical emergency, and immediately, I said where the emergency was, that we needed to open the back door for the for an ambulance that was called, and it seemed that a senior citizen had suffered a stroke or some kind of a coronary issue, and Dr. Sheely was right there. I mean, within 30 seconds, Dr. Sheely stopped what he was doing. He left talking to whoever he was talking to. He was on the floor with this man helping him. And Dr. Pruitt, he's our emergency room doctor from the West Coast. He was there. Dr. Howard Shane, our dentist, was there. Three EMTs were there. Two nurses were there within 30 seconds. And these are all USA Preparers, class members, exhibitors, and instructors. And they were taking care of this man. About 20 minutes later, a fire truck arrived, and about 30 minutes later, the ambulance arrived. So this man was in the right place to have an emergency to be attended to so quickly. And I wanted to thank everyone who helped participate in saving this man's life. And what happened, Tony Tangelos was broadcasting, and I was stepping all over him because his mics were hot, and I had the power of the PA system, and I was using it to summon emergency rescue for this man who had taken urgently ill. Guys, what else did Ed? What did you see as you were walking around the expo? What caught your eye?
Well, you know, it was I had the opportunity to really sit down with the instructors one on one. I sat down, boy, with Len Pence for about an hour, and he talked.
Yeah, Gardner Revolution.
Much.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, he was such a wealth of knowledge, and it wasn't because I was an instructor. He sat down with folks who paid $16 for the weekend. He sat down with folks like that for an hour at a time to explain to them how to get more out of their gardens, how to start gardens. I mean, this was all of the instructors were just available to everyone within the expo for $8 a day, which I thought was just you couldn't pay enough to be that close to all of these instructors and have that type of access to information.
No, I absolutely agree. And you know, they all volunteer their time. And they all come from, well, not all of them, but a lot of them come from pretty far away. Like you did.
Yeah, I
like you did. And you were talking.
Took me two flights to get there and a bunch of bouncing around. And I know Frank came from Nevada, and there were folks that came, Doc Miller came from Oregon. And, you know, it's quite a trip, but it was so well worth it.
Did you meet a single person that you didn't like?
They were the most warm and friendly folks that I have ever been associated with. Everyone was please and thank you, very respectful, and everyone just had a smile on their face the entire weekend. Frank and I had the opportunity to laugh quite a bit over the course of the weekend, so we made a great friendship. But no, everyone was just real happy to be there, and I think everyone really benefited from all the information and all the vendors that were at the expo.
Yeah, I posted a few pictures up on the website if you'd like to take a look at them, class. Frank, tell me about the friends that you made.
Well, listen, Vince and your listeners, people came up to my booth that have heard me on your program before, have heard my name through Bob Chapman who already have a familiarity with me or in some cases a deal with me. And it was just so nice hugging people, shaking their hands, and it made me feel really welcome here in Missouri, in Springfield. And that speaks volumes. And unless you were there and you're talking from your you know, of course, geographically, I'm a different part of the country, and people coming up and shaking their hand, glad it's very self-rewarding. Vincent, it was an experience that I think that only you could have brought to your exhibitors. And again, I was very happy to see people face to face that would otherwise are a voice over a telephone. And again, it was nice meeting them in person.
Frank, can you name some of the instructors that you met that you had some time with? I know it was just a wild. I mean, I was being pulled.
John Moore was one of them.
Three people.
Had dinner with him, and the fellow next door to me, the Special Forces healer, Marjorie Wildcraft, I spoke to for a few minutes. Very nice, down to earth lady. There's a gun dealer you had there named Nolan, and I recognized his pistol grip with the phantom skull on it. Who knows what darkness lies in the hearts of men. And very pleasant gentleman. And I basically got, I didn't get around to all the booths, Vincent, because I had people coming up to my booth again, like I said, wanting to talk to me. And by the way, Vincent, I came prepared to my, for my booth because I brought my own, beverages and snack items. And I wasn't going to be counting on Coca-Cola to, provide me with, libation. Thank you. So we, Corey and I stopped off and got our own.
Well, I'll tell you what, we were going to boycott Coca-Cola for what they did to us. Yeah. Yeah, after this event, for what Coca-Cola did to us, not letting us even use the water out of us out of their sink, they wanted the expo said, okay, here's a mop sink. It was a sloppy mop sink filled with buckets and floor. They use it to mop the floor. They said, okay, you can get your water in here for your cooking, and we said, no way, no way. So we trucked our water in. We got well water. We brought it from 50 miles away, and we used water for cooking our hot dogs and making our coffee. And we did. We took a Get Prepared Expo mug. I really like the mugs. I hope you guys each got some mugs to take home with you. They're black. They say KWTO on one side, and they say USA Prepares on the other side. And we said, if you'd like a mug and all the coffee you can drink, it's $8. So most mugs cost $10, and we gave a weekend full of coffee for anybody who wanted it for $8. Well, actually, it wasn't even $8. It was $7 and change plus the city tax and the state tax. But we really wanted to make sure that no one got ripped off in any way, shape, or form. Was that your impression?
I didn't feel anyone was being taken or ripped off, but I just saw a lot of people walking around with a lot of useful information and good conversation.
We wouldn't allow. What do you thought, Ed?
Quite honestly, I think you could have charged $50 for a cup of coffee, and just the price of admission and that, but what everyone got over the course of that 48-hour period, you couldn't pay enough for that type of information. But free popcorn, $1.50 hot dog, $1 for a cup of coffee, where are you going to get that and more information than you could possibly imagine from some of the most important people in the preparedness field?
Did you guys get a chance to meet Craig Douglas with the radiation detection equipment?
Down in the middle.
He's wearing a yellow shirt and said, really, really good guy. He comes to all of our expos, talks about radiation, what you need to be concerned about and what you don't need to be concerned about. He's a really, really good guy, and he's been on the radio with us since the beginning. And he's been to every one of our expos. He comes from Michigan. Good guy. You get a chance to meet him in April. We're going to do another expo in April, probably two a year. We might step it up to four a year, depending on if Vinny can handle it or not. what else caught your attention, Frank? Or what were you amused with?
The booth right next to me, your son.
Oh, why did that catch your attention?
Young man, entrepreneur, puts his money where his mouth is, has his inventory, and he's ready to do business.
You're talking about metals?
Yeah. Yes.
Precious metals?
Very nice to see. Very pleasant.
Yeah. There were a lot of guns there, weren't there?
They were in the back, and I did get out, and that's again where I met Nolan in the meetup in the lounge, and then I met him again He brought an arsenal with him for sale.
Yeah, he had a plan.
There are a lot of our instructors walking around armed also.
And that fellow across from him that made the ammunition, I was quite taken with him, how he makes his Winchester rounds, Magnum rounds, any caliber, rare rounds. No, I'm not a gun enthusiast per se, though I do like them, but I learned a lot about, seeing the different kind of calibers and how this man is very dedicated to his profession. And then, of course, the fellow from the Gun Owners Association of America, Larry Pratt.
Man, oh man, Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt made front page news. I'll dig about it when we come back. Very interesting what happened with Larry Pratt. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, Ed Marvini, USAPrepares.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,682.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,724.51, $862.26 for a half ounce, or $431.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,724.51, $862.26, and $431.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was just thinking about this article in the Springfield News Leader, and I got a call from a young reporter, and he wanted to talk to me about the Get Prepared Expo for a couple minutes. And he was interviewing me, and then it turned out that I decided to interview him, and because he needed an education about preparedness. And he said, you know, you had Larry Pratt at your last expo. And I said, well, actually, I've had Larry Pratt at all of our expos. And he said, he's with Gun Owners of America, and he's a pretty controversial guy. And I said, yeah, yeah. And he said, you know, you're known by the friends that you associate with, the company you keep. That was his intent. Those weren't his exact words, but basically, you know, who the guys that you hang around with are. And I said, well, yeah, yeah. And Larry Pratt is he's a friend of mine, ours, and he comes to the farm, and he's been here many times, and he's a good guy, and he's a good friend. And they said, well, what about some of the controversial things that he says? And I said, well, and here's my quote in the newspaper. Let me read this. Of all the things that I've heard Larry Pratt say, I haven't disagreed with any of them. And they put that on the front page, lead article, page one of the Springfield News Leader. So there you go. That's you're known, guys, you're known by the company you keep, and you're keeping company with Larry Pratt.
Well, I was.
So, what do you think, Frank?
Well, I talked to him for about 15 minutes, and furthermore, he lobbies, and to do that, you have to have credentials, and he has the credentials, and actually, I was quite actually surprised how philosophically we agreed on a lot of topics, almost all of them. And if you speak to him about me, you know, ask if he remembers Frank Underhill. I got along with him very well, and you know, upstanding fellow. And I actually got to him after everybody is after the crowd started thinning out, so he had a few minutes for me.
Yeah, yeah, he's a pretty busy guy. And Ed, did you get a chance to talk to Larry Pratt?
You know, actually, I did meet with him while Frank was speaking with him, but I didn't have an opportunity to really talk to him one-on-one. But he's fighting for our right to own guns. So I can't disapprove with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I happened to stop in at a restaurant, and a guy saw me with my 45, and he absolutely flipped out, and he started screaming, and it's like, "You got a gun and get away from me!" And he was complaining to the management about me, and actually it was at our meetup. It was way after hours, and I just happened to hang around, and he just flipped out, and he was annoyed. He was annoyed with us. He was annoyed with our gang at Ziggy's, because we were having a seminar and we took over the restaurant. He wanted a nice quiet restaurant to have a quiet dinner, and he may never go to Ziggy's again on a Friday night. And so I invited him to be my guest at the expo, and I walked over, and he started screaming at me, and he pulled out his cell phone. He was going to call 911 on me. His wife restrained him. I'll tell you what, there are a bunch of crazy people out there. Anyway, he didn't like the idea that we were providing a seminar.
Was your venue?
Well, it's not my venue. It's a restaurant, and...
Well, you know, so many people are so concerned about
we didn't get that, guys. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. But they let police have them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we can. But they let police have guns.
Right. And I think when they're used responsibly, you should feel much safer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Frank Underhill, thank you so much for being with us. Ed Marvini, thanks so much for calling in. Very impromptu broadcast, talking a little bit about the Get Prepared Expo. Looking forward to seeing you guys again. You're going to be on the air again and again and again, both of you. Thanks so much for all that you do for our class at usapreparers.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Alex Hand has been producing. Thank you so much for your great work. Above all, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.